Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. I hope you enjoy this one as we get towards the weekend. And, of course, do remember this podcast is sponsored by Quantum Hypno, link below. And we're going to cover the issue of policing free speech. Now, this story relates to the news that apparently the police are investigating alleged racist remarks by the Conservative donor, Mr. Frank Hester. West Yorkshire Police Force, which is an incredibly woke police force, are working to establish the facts and whether a crime was committed by the Tory party donor. Yeah, apparently they're now investigating remarks he made at a private meeting in 2019. So 5 years ago, this is what West Yorkshire see as a priority for them. They said that they have taken the investigation over from the Metropolitan Police because the meeting took place in a place called Horseforth in Leeds. A spokesperson said officers were now, quote, working to establish the facts and to ultimately ascertain whether a crime has been committed. They added that the Met has been in been contacted on the 11th of March about a report in The Guardian, and that this was the first time the comments had been brought to the attention of police. So, just so we're clear, so what's happening here? What we're happening is the left-wing media have basically run, sort of divvied up this story about these alleged racist remarks, which Frank Hester has denied making at a private meeting. A private meeting. They weren't said in public. They were said at a private meeting, and there's a great difference between some of the alleged comments that he said to have made and the comments that he said he has made. But the point is that this is how they're going to shut us down. You know, these were comments made at a private meeting. They may as well have been made in his home. And because someone is making a claim that they were deeply racist, he's alleged to have said Diane Abbott should be shot, which he completely denied. And I think that would be a very strange thing for someone to say, and obviously very inappropriate for someone to say. But quite honestly, unless there is a recording of the event, of the actual private event, then how would you know what he said? It's going to be he said, she said, isn't it? So I don't see that there is any value whatsoever in this kind of investigation beyond the one thing. And that is, this is one way where all of us are being, this is a shot being fired across the bow. This is them saying to us, you need to watch yourself. Because anything you say, public, on social media, in private, could be reported back to us. And if it's a crime, we will investigate. So this is at a time when crime itself isn't being investigated. This is what really gets me, enrages me. Like, is there no crime being investigated in West Yorkshire? Or have they so much time in their hands that they can witter it away on absolutely meaningless things like this? I mean, what is the situation in West Yorkshire? Well, this is the problem we have, that it's not just the policing priorities that's the problem. It's the police. The police themselves are increasingly just a reinforcement mechanism for the woke establishment. They will be the means, they will be the enforcers of when we say something that the establishment doesn't like, it is they who will come for us. They will accuse us of committing a crime and tell us we need to be investigated. Our reputations will be ruined, our careers will be broken, our lives will be shattered. That's what's really going on here. And it's important we understand that. You know, from day one, I've basically supported Frank Hester. Some people have mocked me for that. But I'm simply taking a view. Listen, there was no recording of this event. All we have is, I mean, allegations made four or five years after the event. So if I take you back to 2019, can you remember where you were in a private gathering, say, and everything that was said? Because I sure as hell can't. But somebody said that they could, and that's been taken up, and the media have run with it, and the whole media have run with it. And I just think it's because the entire British media know that the Tories are going to lose, so they want to get on the right side of Labour, and this is one way they do it. They all turn around and say, Frank Hester's a very, very bad man, even though there's no evidence to say that he said anything that was wrong or inappropriate, let alone racist. Now, he did actually apologise for some of the comments that he said he made, but those were not the comments that the media have gone and run with. So this is, as I said at the time, this was a hit piece done by the left-wing media on Frank Hester. Unfortunately, the cowardly conservatives weren't prepared to back him, and they kind of went with it. So that's why, if he's a sensible man, he'll take all the money he's given the Tories and demand that he gets it back, because, you know, he's pushing good money after bad. They're not prepared to support him when the left come for him, and yet they were happy to take his money. And that's the nature of the parasitical organizations like the Conservatives and Labour as well. So there you have it, my friend. This is apparently a priority for West Yorkshire Police. They need to investigate what somebody said at a private gathering in 2019. I'm sure the burglars and the criminals and the thieves in West Yorkshire will be absolutely delighted.